Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to slim down and shape up. My name is Ben Greenfield. I'm the Get Fit Guy. And in today's episode, you're going to get six essential tools to turn your home into a complete mini gym. Now, I'm often asked about my secrets to staying extremely fit despite being a busy working family man with plenty of hobbies other than pumping iron or running on a treadmill. And the fact is, if you glance around my house, you'll quickly realize that I've, open quote, hacked my environment, close quote, to allow me to stay as fit as possible without actually stepping foot into a gym. Now, sure, I have the type of home gym I've described in previous Get Fit Guy episodes, and I'll link to those. Just go to quickanddirtytips.com and look for the show notes to this episode, episode number 327. But despite me having a home gym, my philosophy is that a workout at the beginning or the end of the day should be the optional icing on the cake for little mini movement snacks you've been taking quick breaks to squeeze in all day long. So in today's show, you're going to discover six tools that you can use to transform your home into a full-time fitness facility that keeps you burning calories and building muscle all day long without getting bored doing, say, burpees, bodyweight push-ups, and bodyweight squats, which aren't bad but can get a little boring. So tool number one is a kettlebell. Now, I've got plenty of resources out there about my favorite ways to use a kettlebell, which has been shown to be just as effective as sprinting when it comes to burning fat and boosting cardiovascular fitness. I'll link to a few of those articles, including how to biohack fat loss with a kettlebell, how to use kettlebells, and how to use unconventional fitness gear like kettlebells, battle ropes, maces, clubs, and more. That will all be over in the show notes for this episode at quickanddirtytips.com. Now, for females, I'd recommend you start with around 15 pounds, and for males, around 35 pounds. That seems to be an excellent starting size to keep behind the living room couch or under your work desk in your cubicle for quick breaks throughout the day to do things like kettlebell swings, kettlebell squats, and even simple kettlebell carries up and down stairs. Tool number two is a hard foam roller. When it comes to avoiding injury, soreness, and those aches and pains that can so often accompany your constant quest for improving fitness, burning fat, or maintaining muscle, the integrity and health of your deep tissue and fascia is just as important as six-pack abs or bulging biceps. So because of this, I keep a foam roller both upstairs in my living room and downstairs in my office, and if I ever feel any nagging aches or pains coming on throughout the day, I stop for a brief break to roll it out. I've got plenty of resources on foam rolling I'll also put in the show notes to this episode, but be sure you get a good hard foam roller, not a soft, squishy one from the bargain bin of your local sports department store. Tool number three is gymnastics rings. Now, for everything from hanging leg raises to muscle-ups to a host of other exercises that require nearly every tiny muscle in your body to contract simultaneously, a good set of gymnastics rings simply can't be beat. Now, I've been incorporating plenty of gymnastics training into my routine this year, and I have gymnastics rings literally hanging in my living room. And my current protocol is to just stop every time I walk under them and practice 1 to 5 muscle-up exercises. That's a concept called greasing the groove, by the way, when you practice a little movement throughout the day using something like a pair of gymnastics rings. And a pair can be hung from rafters, from a stud in the ceiling or wall, outside in your backyard, or even just carried to any local playground for a workout. I'll put a link to some of my favorite options in the show notes. Okay, tool number four is a PVC pipe or a broomstick. Now, this might seem like an unlikely exercise tool, but this light and cheap piece of hardware can actually be a pretty useful addition to a workout arsenal, as long as you know what to do with it. So I have a basic broomstick. It's actually an ash rake handle I got off Amazon in my living room, and I use it for two primary exercises when I need to loosen things up: shoulder pass-throughs and overhead squats. Now, shoulder pass-throughs simply involve putting the broomstick in front of your body, like just over your hips, with a grip that's slightly wider than your shoulders. And then you simply bring the broomstick with straight arms up overhead, all the way back around, swooping it back behind your back, down to your butt, and then back over to the front, over and over again, keeping the arms extended. I'll put a helpful video in the show notes that shows you how to do this, along with more detailed instructions, along with the other exercise I'm about to describe. And remember, the show notes are at quickanddirtytips.com, and this episode is number 327. The second exercise you can do with a broomstick is overhead squats. Now, these develop mobility and flexibility, two really important aspects of muscle and joint health. And to do them, you simply use that same grip that you would use for the shoulder pass-throughs, a grip that's slightly wider than shoulder width. You raise the PVC pipe or the broomstick over your head, and you simply drop into a deep squat, pushing your butt back and bending your knees, and then standing up the whole time, keeping that bar or PVC pipe over your head. Now, tool number five is a yoga trapeze or an inversion table. Now, a yoga trapeze is a new addition to my home fitness and body care arsenal. And prior to discovering and learning how to use it, I simply had an inversion table for any hanging upside down activities. But the trapeze is a swing-like contraption that lets you hang in a variety of ways, and it can be used as a support tool for a lot of different yoga postures and muscle strengthening techniques. It's a natural form of inversion therapy that lengthens the space between each of your vertebra, acting like an all-natural spinal traction system for strengthening the core or reducing low back pain, especially if you sit a lot. It can also be used to build upper body strength and core strength, reverse your blood flow, and send fresh oxygen to your brain. Over at youtube.com/BenGreenfieldFitness, I recently shot a video of me demonstrating a whole bunch of my own moves on my own home yoga trapeze. Now, if you can't find a yoga trapeze to hang from, you can also use an inversion table as my second pick for this same type of training effect. And I'll link to some of my favorite options over in the show notes for today's show. And then finally, there's a mini trampoline. Now, a mini trampoline is a pretty cool alternative to running, and cardiovascular benefits can be had from things that go above and beyond running. So, for example, running can lead to knee and hip and ankle and other joint injuries, but the biomechanics of trampolining can be very similar to jumping and landing on the ground, similar to what you get during running, but the trampoline absorbs up to 40% of the joint impact, which makes it far easier on your body compared to pounding the pavement. Now, you also get lymph flow and low-impact blood flow from trampolining, which can be beneficial to the immune system and offer some natural and mild detoxification effects and increased blood flow to your brain, just like hanging upside down from that yoga trapeze. So a couple times a week, for about 15 minutes, I just bounce up and down on my home mini trampoline. And you can do this while you're talking to someone, watching TV, listening to a podcast or an audiobook, or simply focusing on your own breath in a meditative-style bouncing activity. Mini trampolines are small, they're easy to store, and they pair really well with everything else I talked about in today's show, from kettlebells to foam rollers to gymnastics rings to a PVC pipe or broomstick to the yoga trapeze. So if you have more questions, comments, or feedback about how you can use any of these tools to turn your entire home into a mini gym, then you can join the conversation over at facebook.com/getfitguy. And until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield, the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Go get fit.